I'm John Batchelor, speaking with Allison Federka of the Geopolitical Futures, a subscription site. She's an analyst looking at the states of Latin America where there is surprising development. And the one we go to now is Venezuela. Since last we talked, Allison, the news items include Maduro has announced his candidacy for the presidency, announcing a date in July for the election. Maduro has met with Rouhani of Iran, looking to patch up the relationship that was frayed, having to do with trade, oil trade, I believe. Machado, the candidate for the opposition, has been ruled out of order by the Supreme Court, and her own colleagues have urged her to step aside because she can't be on the ballot. And it appears that Mr. Maduro is not at all intimidated by the prospect of sanctions from the U.S. being returned because of his bad acting. And then there's the threat to Guyana. In my version, from the outside, Maduro is acting extremely confident and building a case for his next move. Will that next move include Russia, Iran, China? Will they all be present for strengthening Maduro, or does he need them anymore?
I think the answer to that question depends in a large part to what the opposition decides to do in terms of a candidate. So the agreement that the opposition and government have with the United States is that just an opposition candidate needs to be present. It does not need to be Machado, which means if the opposition can come together and present a single candidate that is an alternative to her, they would meet the requirements, and that would give the U.S. a reason on paper not to reimpose sanctions on Venezuela's oil sector. So if that's the case and Maduro can keep the sanctions off of Venezuela, he's in good position, and he wouldn't necessarily need other actors like Iran and Russia and China as much. However, if there is a major fallout with the opposition, they can't agree on a single candidate, or Machado insists on running, and it looks like there's some sort of breach in the Barbados Agreement, and the U.S. reimposes sanctions again on Venezuela, then they're going to start to need to return to those black market activities to get their oil circulating in international markets. So in that sense, to your point about Maduro positioning himself, he's positioned himself very well because he is now able to either continue with the United States agreement with their oil markets open, but also positioned himself that he has alternatives should sanctions be put back on. And the ultimate reason for this, he can point to the opposition being in disarray rather than single-handedly assuming the blame all himself because they're the ones that can't decide on a legal candidate. So from that point of view, he's positioned himself well. Whether or not he's responsible for Machado not being able to run is a totally different story. Obviously, state actors are in play there. But from what the story he can tell people and the way he can present himself, he's well positioned now.
The future. I'm looking for what Maduro is lining himself up for. There's Guyana. There's the question of the billions of barrels of light sweet crude offshore and perhaps a sharing agreement, perhaps some kind of accommodation to avoid conflict. But more than that, big picture, Maduro is looking like he's a young man making a play for being the new Castro, the new boss of the Americas. Is that credible? He's overshadowing Petro right now, who's the president, former revolutionary president of Colombia. Lula da Silva is engaged in what you'd have to say is lawfare with Bolsonaro, and that's a 50-50 country. In no way does Lula da Silva have command of a population the way Maduro does. So I look at Maduro and think this is a man who claims to be president, but is acting the strong man. Is that credible to you?
He's certainly in a stronger position now than he was in the past. He still, however, has some vulnerabilities in that he does depend on various networks of people in the military, in drug trafficking, with militias and things like that, who are aligned with him, some because they are diehard Maduro fans, and others because it's convenient. And so while there are strong pillars of support for him in specific areas that are very useful for maintaining power, his ability to control them is based on his ability to deliver. So if he ever gets to the point where he can't deliver the food that he's promised these people or other points of livelihood, then his hold on power becomes more tenuous because they will be looking to other providers.
Alison Fedurka, she is an analyst for Geopolitical Futures. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.